I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and take a moment to settle into a slow and steady breathing. Breathing in and out from your heart. And allow each breath to nourish your heart. And as you feel your heart being nourished, send out a ripple of love to your brain and acknowledge the logic and intellect that we use. And allow a ripple to travel from your brain to your heart, because it is your heart that provides you with wisdom and guidance, and it is always ready to connect with you. And with this connection between the heart, the brain, and the pineal, we create a coherence, a field around us that lets us receive intuition, messages, answers, solutions. And from this space, let us now welcome the loving guidance, wisdom, and messages from Adironda and Kryon.
So it is good day to you, huh? Oh, so very good to see your light, your brightness, your divine presence. We see that you're filling up this room with your light. With that energy, know that everything that is happening is in divine order. We understand right now things are feeling a bit like the vessel Merlin's jacket pattern. So you're watching it and you're saying, oh, I'm getting sleepy. But in that capacity, that is the frequency of the world right now. The frequency of the world as is in maintaining that energy of up and down and moving right, right, left, up, down, right, left, up, down. You don't know which way to turn your face or which way to turn your back. So take a deep breath, dearest beings of light. We must ask you to always remember that divine order is in process. And as you are acknowledging that, we know we've been talking about this for many years. But as you are acknowledging that, you get to see what part you indeed are playing. Because the earth right now is a bit like this bottle of water. Oh, you cannot see it because it is blue water. But when you shake a bottle of water, the water bubbles and moves around and then eventually settles back into its space. Huh? So as it settles back into its space, what you are acknowledging, what you are seeing, are the bubbles disintegrating and coming back into a place of levelness. Now, it is not like when you shake up a bottle of soda, because that is a man-made device that carbonates all over everything when you pop the lid. But water, as the earth, and the earth is made up of water and rocks and earth, no carbonation necessarily there. But so when it is rearranging itself, it is coming into that place of peace. We asked our vessel Merlin to draw a card this morning from the affirmations from your soul, from Kryon. You don't have that. You need to get it. So with that energy, we asked her to draw this card for you. And she thought, well, this is appropriate. I wonder what this is going to have to do with our message, huh? Take a deep breath, dearest. For when you receive guidance in a random world with lots of possibilities, you get to take a breath in order to receive that message. the divinity within me glows with the internal light of the Creator. I am connected with my higher self, and the peace within me is manifested through my entire being. You understand that, and you understand that energy. And as you understand that energy, should we read it again? The divinity within me glows with the eternal light of the Creator. I am connected with my higher self, and the peace within me is manifested through my entire being. So as that peace is manifested through your entire being, just like the bottle of water, it begins to settle the energy in the field. And if you haven't watched the field, you need to watch it, because that shows you the scientific fact behind that importance of keeping your field in that divine flow. Right now, dearest beings of light, your world may be a bit jangled. It may be a bit fruit basket upset feeling, or like someone has just pulled the tablecloth out and all the things are going up and down and not knowing which way they're going to land. Well, dearest beings of light, this is the earth you're living on. And the promise of God, or source, if you prefer, is that divine order is always in process. So no matter what else is happening, even if you have a Fujimoto thing going on in the Gulf Coast and all the hurricanes are meeting there together to talk and communicate their energy, or as you say, the asteroid is coming into right before the election and it may hit the earth right before the election, and how many people are predicting some disastrous thing to happen in the next few months, huh? Even the astrology is predicting that, as Michelle, dearest being of light, will tell you a bit later. Take a deep breath, dearest. You are living your purpose as you are in assistance to this planet's evolution. You are living your beingness. And as you are acknowledging that, you are a part of that divine order that is indeed in process. Take a deep breath on that one. You are a part of something much, much larger. You are a part of a frequency that even though it is shaken up a bit and the bubbles are going all around trying to find their place of uniting, the energy is going to be settling in the next few months. So how would you like it to settle? As a light plurker, play plus work equals plurk, as a light plurker, you can get whatever you ask for. We actually had to remind our vessel Marilyn of that. She does not want me to tell you the story. But that never stopped us. So what we, as she was writing in her journal today, she was writing about all the things she did not care for happening right now in her life, because all this health things and all that thing and all that other thing and all that other energy. And we had to say, stop. Stop it. That is the quote. Stop it. What are you grateful for? Huh? Do you know? What are you grateful for? And we asked her to go back to something that we've told her many years ago, to write down five things that she's grateful for before breakfast. Which was easy for her, since she eats her breakfast around 11, even though she gets up at 5. So we ask you, a part of your purpose in this world is to share your gratitude. So we ask you to return to something that we have told you many times before. Write down five things that you are grateful for before your breakfast. And see how those things begin manifesting more so in your world. You see, it is still your purchase order when you say, I am so thankful for this aspect. I am so thankful for this energy. I am so thankful that the sun is shining, the birds are singing. Yes, she has had a hummingbird. Actually, she's only had one hummingbird all summer long. And now all of a sudden there are five hummingbirds. So that is significant. We may tell you later what the meaning of the hummingbird is for her and see if it applies to you. But in that energy, we ask you to look for the signs of positivity in your world. Look for the signs of you, dearest being of light, living your life and your purpose on point to recreate that bliss that you were here to experience, that you are here to experience, and to know, dearest being of light, that the planet is supporting you. The Ascended Masters are supporting you. Kryon, our dear friend, is supporting you. We are support. With all that support, how could you feel unsupported? So, dearest beings of light, we simply ask you to take a deep breath. Get over yourself. Get over all those complaint factors. Because we don't think that's really what you want more of. And think that every single time you shake up your bottle of water, as it settles, that is a metaphor for the planet settling. Now we see hundreds of people around the planet shaking their bottle of water and looking at it. Good. Because what that happens is it goes into your soul. It goes into the fact that you are the divine creator. Huh? You are that essence. So no matter whether there's typhoons or hurricanes meeting and having fun in the Gulf of Mexico, or whether there's an asteroid coming to the planet before the election, or no matter what, all is worthy and right with your soul. All is working in that capacity of the next connected step for humanity. So what is your purpose and part to play there? That is what we ask you. We will talk more about that a bit later. But for now, we love you so much, for we see you all around the world shaking your bottles of water and watching it come back into a place of stillness and love. We see you. We know you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We have always come to you for 31 years, looking at you in ways that you never look at yourself. We've told you repeatedly that everything you have been told about that which is the creative source, about God, about spirit, no matter what you want to call it, everything you've been told is only a fraction of the grandness that truly is there. And some of the things that you've been told make us fall and weep. This channel I'm going to call the true heritage of the human being. I'm not going to talk about your lineage, that's later, but your heritage. And there's so much to say, and you've heard part of it before, but let this one be more controversial than ever. Of course, that's why some of you are tuned in. What if it isn't controversy because of different ideas? What if the controversy is between what you were told and what is being discovered? That always is good for controversy. Millions of human beings are starting to awaken to a new idea. And the new idea is that they are grander than they were told in so many ways. And that has to do specifically with your heritage. Where'd you come from? What happened when you got here? What's going on right now? The stories you're told about all of these things, dear ones, are stories that are not reflective of the grandness, the love, the benevolence, the compassion of your soul, of who you are, of the name that you have in light on the other side of the veil. It's not reflective of the grand party that you'll receive upon the death of your corporeal self, where your soul soars into that area where is home, where you belong, and where you came from. Where all the ideas of made in his image start to manifest as truth. Your lineage is one thing. Your heritage is divine. There's a difference. Your lineage is from the stars. Your heritage is divine. There is such a dysfunctional story that you have been told. It creates a picture of the greatest love in the universe doing something that is more dysfunctional than a human father would do. And yet that's the story that you now cling to. This is where the controversy comes. It always does. Love is love, dear ones. It's the same thing that you have for one another that is so precious and so perfect. The love that you would have for God, so precious, so perfect. And we've told you before that you cannot imagine how big love is. And how much goes into the creation of the human being. We've told you before that love is the glue between that which is the cells of your body. That's a metaphor that means you can't escape the love that went into making you, to putting you here, to giving you a grand soul. And yet you're told that your heritage is darkness. You've been told you're born into darkness, that you don't even deserve to be here, and somehow you got to claw your way through the mud in order to find some truth. And that truth will be then only from those who have some organizations who wish to give it to you. And that the human being can indeed crawl through that and be worthy then of having the love of God. But up to that point, nothing. You're nothing. You're born into that horribleness, they say. Does that sound right to you? I've said this before. If you are a loving parent, let's just say you have a big family, and you see these brothers and these sisters, and you love them dearly, and you see all that is here with your family. You know how much you love your sons and your daughters and those who are there, your children. There's no grander love than the parent for the child. And let's say that one of them does not behave. And you say, well, therefore, because one of them did not behave, all of them will be punished. And if the rest of them go, well, wait a minute, we didn't do that, and say, it doesn't matter, one of you did. Therefore, you're all doomed. How does that sound, parent? And you'd say, well, that's not the way parenting works, and that we love our children. And you're right. That would be one of the most dysfunctional things you can imagine. And yet you then place it upon the creator of the universe, the creator of you, the creator of your soul, the one who loves you more than anything. That's the story. I would like to give you a grander truth. Your heritage is divine. You are born magnificent on this planet. And you get free choice to do whatever you wish to with the energy. If you want to go into the dirt, you can. If you want to go into the sky, you can. This is the free choice of your soul on this planet and is the test, if you want to call it that, that is at hand. Your heritage is grand. Every mother knows this at some level, no matter what you were taught, no matter what your religion. Can you imagine, mother, looking into the eyes of your infant for the first time ever? First time that infant opens its eyes and looks into yours, what do you feel? It's indescribable, isn't it? And so what are your next words? Welcome to Earth. I'm sorry I'm going to have to punish you now. That's what you're taught. That, dear ones, is dysfunction. The truth is so much better. You can still experience the love of God in any way that you've been taught that God loves you. But I will tell you, that love is unconditional. Unconditional means you're born magnificent, no matter what anyone else has done in the past. And even that, no matter what you do, it's unconditional. The parables have said it even in the prodigal son. The parables are all metaphors for the way spirit works. And if you take a look at that one, it doesn't matter what one son does. When they get to that place where they go home, they both get the same party. Did you get that? You don't punish them both. You don't reward them both. You get a party, a celebration of them coming home. That is the metaphor. I've said it before. What is your reality? You think this is real? You live in four dimensions. Four. And that's all you see, and that's your reality, and that's what you walk around in. But there are hundreds of dimensions. Many of them, they're very, very much different than this one. Not linear. Even your science has discovered almost 30 of them. What if you suddenly lived in all of them instead of the limited three or four you're in? What would your reality be then? You could be in several places at the same time, by the way. That's what multidimensional things are and can be. Time changes. All things change. Then what is your reality, dear ones? You think the things that you are walking around in now are real? The things that you've been told are absolute? And even the divine things that you have believed are the way it works? These are all a children's story and experience because you live in only a fraction of the reality of physics, of God. God is the master physicist creating all these things for you to experience. Your magnificence is that heritage that you have. It's controversial only because in a lower energy, it's all you had to work with, what you were told. You want controversy? Here it comes. What's going on right now, you've expected, and it had a name. You called it the second coming. It is. But it wasn't of a master. It's of the master's attributes. That's the second coming, always a metaphor. When you pass through that marker of 2012, in comes all of the attributes of the masters of this planet coming in to change that which is your reality and your substance and your awakening to your grandness. All the love and the compassion of that one that you expected coming back to so many of you is here. Can't you feel it? You're sitting around waiting for something linear? You want the skies to part and the angels to pop in? What if that was all a metaphor for the incredible love of the Creator now coming to this planet in a way it never did before? Not really. And you start awakening into that area where you start to realize the love and the benevolence and the compassion, and things start changing. You start not tolerating some of the things you did before, and the darkness starts to go away, and you start changing your minds about your society and what will work and what won't work and things that should be changed now instead of just saying they're going to be changed and over. That's what's going on if you didn't know it. That's what's happening right now on your planet. Some would say it's an intolerance. It is. Intolerance of the dark things that have been here before this second coming. The coming that you created by passing this marker that all the indigenous knew about. It's a worldwide event. Your heritage. And you're starting to wake up to it. That's why I started the healing circle. To let you see it, to put you in the middle of it, to expose your grandness. And those circles are coming every week where you can sit there and absorb a new energy coming from a new dimensionality, coming from your earned heritage. Magnificent. You always have been. And it's time to start taking that knowledge and seeing that is the light of the world. It is you awakening to what was taught by the masters and is here to discover. The heritage of the human being is here. And so it is.